This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Polis says coronavirus cases are trending downward in Colorado. The state's safer at home order expired a month ago. Polis says despite that, people with the virus are now spreading it to fewer people.
The out of control exponential growth of the virus stopped, and we need to keep that up.
Fewer than 400 Coloradans are hospitalized with the virus right now. That's the lowest number since before the virus peaked. Colorado's lawmakers are back at work today for the first time since March. They're putting aside many of the bills they were working on before the break. Democrats and Republicans plan to introduce new bills to deal with the pandemic. The coronavirus also means big changes to how lawmakers do their work, as CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
You've got people coming in masks, getting their temperatures shaken. You've got lawmakers on the floor of the House, mostly, not entirely, wearing masks with these big plexiglass shields between their desks because they sit very tightly together. Mm. A lot of empty desks because some lawmakers have even offered to sit up in the viewing galleries to create more distance. It's a very different Capitol.
CPR's Megan Verlee. Teachers' aides joined school janitors and office workers on school buses circling the Capitol this morning to protest proposed state budget cuts to education. Jeffco Schools aide Lara Center says many students returning to school in fall will have significant emotional needs, and
they're going to have a lot of catching up to do academically. So we need all hands on deck. Our kids are going to need more, not less.
Lawmakers will debate a 14% cut to Colorado's public schools.